we have arrived at this celebration of the holiest time of our liturgical life and of our year. And indeed, if we hear the babies crying, so too is all of the universe crying. And we should be crying, because these days, these most sacred days, so sacred indeed that this week is called Holy, Hebdomada Santa, Semana Santa, Settimana Santa, and in all the other languages, these days are consecrated unto God. And they begin with a triumphant entrance into Jerusalem of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, many people do not know that this ceremony was very, very pertinent to the Hebrews. When a new king of Israel was to be crowned, he entered in glory into the city of Jerusalem, the city of peace, which is what Jerusalem means. Mounted on a colt, on a mule and her colt, this was part of the coronation ceremony of the king of Israel. So the people who were there, they knew exactly what this meant. Hosanna to the son of David, the son of David, the heir, the legitimate heir to the throne of Israel. Not Herod, not anybody else, not Caesar Augustus or Tiberius Caesar. The son of David, Jesus Christ. Over and over again in the scriptures, he is referred to as son of David. Even those who did not yet know him were guided by the Holy Spirit and exclaimed to him, Son of David, have mercy on us. And so he enters Jerusalem, the rightful king. But the days that follow show that it was not just a regular coronation. The coronation of Christ took place in a most unusual way, but all predicted by the scriptures, as we shall celebrate during these very, very holy days that you should sanctify. I realize that in today's world that doesn't know Christ, that does not know the Holy Catholic faith, it is a time for a spring break, for having fun, for going to the beach, for getting naked, contrary to the law of God. You are supposed to be good Catholics, traditional Catholics. You are not supposed to do that. Pray, read the scriptures, read the fathers of the church who tell us about these wonderful and most sacred mysteries. Read, I recommend, in a very special way, Venerable Prosper Garanger in his writings on the liturgy, which explain to us in detail all these wonderful mysteries. Do not waste your time. It is not a time for parties or going to the movies or the theater or the beach or anything else. It is a time for prayer and sacrifice. And so we begin. Soon after the entrance into Jerusalem, he goes to the house of his friend, St. Lazarus, and his sisters, St. Mary and St. Martha. He had just raised Lazarus from the dead. What a better proof of the fact that he is indeed God, the Son of David. Through the intercession and the agreement of the most holy ever-Virgin Mary, become the Son of Man, the Messiah. And thus he goes there. And there his feet and his hair are anointed, not by St. Mary of Bethany, but by another woman who was caught in sin. And the enemy, the fake apostle, now he was a real apostle, like so many apostles today. Bishop Fillet yesterday commented on the fact that we believe in the authority of the Pope and all the cardinals and bishops who have that authority, even if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So too, our Lord did not deny their authority. He says, whatever the Pharisees tell you, do ye, but do not do what they are doing. They're hypocrites. They're fakes. But they have authority from God. So follow them. But not their example. Their bad example. And so we pray in a very special way during these days of Holy Week for the church in these disastrous times. He mentioned the fact that in several cities that he visited, the clergy in one city in Belgium, Liège, the place where the devotion to Corpus Christi began, three priests told him, "We are the only priests in this city, in this diocese, that believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Where is the schism? It is there. It is not in us who try to keep the traditions of Holy Mother the Church. We are in union with Peter and his apostles and his descendants. Where is the schism?" Our Lord then goes into the temple. And of course, at this point, Judas Iscariot, a true apostle, a traitor apostle, has sold him for 30 pieces of silver, a cheap slave. And the rest of the story unfolds, as we shall see, in the most holy liturgy of the church. These days are days in which our hearts and our eyes should shed copious tears for all that we have done to him. It was not just the Jews, not just the Romans, but it was you and I who have done this, and we should repent. We should repent. We should repent. So throughout the week, instead of punishing us as we deserve, our Lord will give us the most wondrous gifts. On Holy Thursday, as we shall celebrate, we receive the gift of the priesthood. The priesthood which still exists, no matter what goes on around us. We receive the gift of the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, which still exists, no matter what goes on around us. And then on Friday, we receive the supreme sacrifice that is pre-lived on Holy Thursday, but it takes place completely on Good Friday, on Holy Friday, that the Son of God become the Son of Man, is tortured, and is hung upon the wood of the cross. Now, according to tradition, the cross was made from the wood of the tree that was in the Garden of Eden in Paradise. It was made just for Christ and never used again. And we will be privileged on Friday to honor and venerate a piece of the true cross, with which I will bless you during the sacred liturgy. But it is all the way back to the beginning. The salvation of Christ encompasses all of history, all of life. And then, of course, we shall celebrate next weekend the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God. Is there any week holier than this? Are there any days holier than these? Are you taking advantage of them fully? Or are you wasting time on worldly pursuits that may lead you to hell, that will not lead you to heaven? We are Catholics. We're not heretics. We're not Protestants. We're not atheists. We believe in Jesus Christ. He is our Lord, our God, and our Savior. And only insofar as you yourselves are united with Him, only insofar as you are, shall you have a share in the redemption that He has won for us. So, may you use these days for prayer, for meditation, for uniting yourselves more closely to Christ, and praying for the Church in these disastrous times. When we have an ancient city which is known for its devotion to the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, when there only three priests can be said to believe in the real presence of our Lord, how can there be any more disastrous time than this? And we allow the devil to tear us asunder, to separate us. But we must not. We must be at the foot of the cross with Mary, most holy, with the beloved disciple, St. John. And we must be there with them when he is placed in the bosom of Our Lady after having been taken down from the cross and is placed in the virginal tomb, for everything having to do with Christ is virgin. In the virginal tomb of St. Joseph of Arimathea, which he gave to Christ and which is still in the Holy Land. And just this past week, the same basilica where that is, the tomb of Christ, was damaged by the bombs of the heathens. It is time again for a crusade. It is time again to fight for our faith, for our Lord, for our Church, and for our souls. Do not waste your time. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.